on Morgan's AM. Modest losses for US equity markets, an uneventful session, focus turns to Biden's infrastructure plan.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest declines in what was a largely uneventful session. The Dow was down 104 points or 0.3%, a day after logging its 17th record closing high of 2021. Apple and Microsoft Corp down 1.2% and 1.4% respectively were the worst performing Dow constituents. Goldman Sachs Group and Morgan Stanley gained 2% and 1.6% respectively, with both banks moving large blocks of assets before other large banks that had lent to Archegos Capital Management, as the scale of the hedge fund's losses became apparent, according to the Wall Street Journal, helping to limit their losses amid the stock liquidation. The broader S&P 500 fell 0.3%, with consumer staples and information technology leading 8 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Consumer discretionary and financials both advanced over 0.7% to be the leading primary sector performers. Classic reopening plays rallied after the release of strong consumer confidence data. American Airlines jumped more than 5%, while United Airlines popped more than 3%. Wells Fargo & Co. rose 2.5% after the lender said it had a prime brokerage relationship with Archegos Capital and that it no longer had any exposure and did not experience any losses. PayPal Holdings added 0.4% after the payments company said it would start letting US customers purchase items with cryptocurrencies. The technology-centric Nasdaq dipped 0.1%, pairing an earlier decline of over 1%. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index rebounded 1.7%. President Biden is expected to lay out the first part of his multi-trillion dollar economic recovery package in a speech in Pittsburgh tonight. In US corporate earnings, athletic apparel retailer Lululemon Athletica fell over 1% in extended trading, despite reporting that its direct-to-customer sales nearly doubled in the fourth quarter. Pharmacy group Walgreens Boots Alliance and semiconductor systems company Micron Technology Inc. post second quarter numbers tonight. In US economic data, the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index recorded an 11% year-on-year rise in January. Elsewhere, the Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index jumped to a reading of 109.7 in March, the highest level since the onset of the pandemic in March 2020, up from 90.4 in February, and above economists' forecast for a reading of 96.9. The ADP private payroll for March and pending home sales for February are released tonight. Elsewhere, the World Trade Organization is scheduled to issue its annual trade growth forecast tonight. European bourses advanced, with the automotive sector up 3.1%, leading the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.7% higher. Germany's DAX gained 1.3%, climbing above 15,000 for the first time. France's CAC was 1.2% higher. In broader stock moves, Credit Suisse Group fell 3.1% after a 13.8% tumble in the previous session, after the Swiss investment bank warned of highly significant and material losses after the fund, named by sources as Archegos, defaulted on margin calls. Elsewhere, domestic air passenger travel and freight flights are rising in Europe, but normal operations are still severely damaged by the pandemic, according to the Director General of European Air Traffic Control Agency, Eurocontrol, Eamon Brennan. Low-cost airline traffic is 84% below pre-pandemic levels, according to Mr. Brennan, adding that the key to reopening markets will be the pace of the vaccine rollouts, with progress expected in the coming weeks. Addressing the same webcast, the chief executive of plane maker Airbus, Guillaume Frère, said the recovery in air travel in Europe has been very disappointing in early 2021, but the traffic was rebounding in the US. In economic data, a final reading of Eurozone consumer confidence jumped to a better-than-expected reading of 101 in March, up from 93.4 in February, and versus economists' forecasts for a reading of 96. London's FTSE 100 added 0.5%, with British Airways parent International Consolidated Airlines Group up 5.1%, engine maker Rolls-Royce Holdings up 2.4%, and banks Barclays and HSBC up 4.9% and 3% respectively. Base metals were weaker across the board, copper shed 1.13% to be trading just shy of $3.97 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel fell 2%, aluminium with a 1.7% decline, and zinc down 1.1%. Traders' attention now turns to the release of China's official manufacturing and non-manufacturing purchasing managers' indices for March later today. Benchmark spot iron ore eased $1.30 or 0.7% to $166.58 a metric tonne. A stronger US dollar continued to pressure precious metals markets, with gold falling $28.30 or 1.7% to $1,683.90 an ounce. Oil prices retreated as shipping traffic resumed moving through the Suez Canal, and with traders turning their attention to a meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their key producing allies later this week. WTI fell $1.01 or 1.6% to $60.55 a barrel. Brent shed 84 cents to $64.14 a barrel ahead of the expiration of the May contract at the conclusion of tonight's session. Saudi Arabia is likely to urge OPEC Plus to extend existing production curbs through May at Thursday night's meeting, according to a report by Reuters. After the oil markets closed, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest weekly inventory data, recording a 3.9 million barrel increase in US crude stockpiles for the week ended the 26th of March. US 10-year Treasury yields edged 0.3 of a basis point higher to 1.724% after climbing to its highest level since January 2020, earlier in the session at 1.778%. And the Australian dollar is weaker, lying just shy of 76 US cents. Building permits for February and private sector credit data for February headline today's Australian.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.